Has it recently happened to you that somebody said or did something and it made you reacting really emotional? Either you got aggressive, you completely freaked out, or you got super sad. And after a couple of hours or days, you wondered, why have I actually reacted like this? Was it maybe an overreaction? If that was the case, you were triggered by something. And how you can recognize your own triggers and what are five steps how you can successfully manage when you got triggered. This is what you hear in this episode. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Spotlight Your True Self podcast. My name is Michaela. I am your host and I am a German who has moved to Helsinki more than 5 years ago. And I immediately got a job after arriving here in Finland because I was able to sell myself quite well to the Finnish companies in the job interviews. Then I have used the time of the pandemic to educate myself further in psychology, in communication, in public speaking. That has boosted my career even more. And nowadays I work as a manager and team lead. I love it to support other people, to bring out the best in them. And I also want to support you to have a successful and fulfilling career. For this podcast always focuses on three pillars, which are developing self-confidence inside yourself, managing your emotions, and using communication hacks based on NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, to really bring your message to the world, to really communicate to others what are your skills, what are your strengths, and to be able to present your authentic self in the best possible way. And in this episode, I want to talk about an emotional topic. I want to talk about triggers. So, what is a trigger? A trigger is a situation where you observe something, you hear something, somebody says something to you, or somebody does something. That could be at your workplace, that can be in a job interview, that can be in your family, that can be somebody from your friends, or can also be a complete stranger that you just observe while you are walking in the city center or going to a supermarket or sitting in a restaurant. So you have such a situation where somebody does something or says something to you and you feel it makes you reacting emotionally. It does something with you. You hear that, you see that, and you feel some emotions inside yourself coming up. And when we are talking about triggers, most of the time we are talking about negative emotions. So not something like it makes you happy, it makes you feeling a lot of joy, or it makes you laugh. No, when we are talking about triggers, it's about those negative emotions that can be you're getting aggressive, you are getting angry, or it makes you feeling super frustrated. It can also be that it makes you really, really sad, or even creating an anxious feeling, even something that feels like panic. And you have those emotions, and then your thoughts start to shoot in your head, because you start thinking about what that other person has said or done. And then there comes a lot things like, how is he able to do that? How does he dare, or he or she, I mean a person in general, not necessarily always blaming the man here, so this is not what I mean, but you would think, that person, how is he or she able to do that? How is that person daring to do something? Why can't he or she does that differently? Or what makes that person saying something like this that kind of, sorry for my French, bullshit. All those things. And then you, maybe your thoughts continue in a way. I would never do that. I could have done it better. I behave much better. I have different values. All these kind of things. Those nice thoughts. And if that trigger is really, really big, it's not just maybe a couple of minutes where you think about it and you're having those emotions, but it continues. And while you are thinking like that, your emotions, they shoot even higher. And that might even ruin your complete day, or maybe the next couple of hours, or it might trigger that you take some action in a sense of approaching that person or talking to somebody else, gossiping, complaining, whatever. So that was a triggering moment for yourself. And it could be, or it is actually very likely that another person, like not you, but some of your friends, a family member, a colleague, or somebody else, he or she would have observed or experienced exactly the same situation, and he or she would have reacted completely neutral about that. Like, kind of, okay, I see that that person has said this or that or has done this or that. Okay, so what? Why should I care? The thing with those triggers is that they are always touching a very personal wound or injury, and I mean it in an emotional way, from our past. So there is something in our past where we got emotionally hurt. We still have that emotional wound. Another person does not see that, but based on what he does, that feels like pressing the finger into that wound, and it makes you screaming, ouch. Like that hurts. You feel triggered by that, and the other person cannot know that. And I can give you actually a very concrete example here, because normally you would think if a person has a physical wound or a physical injury, like, you would not touch that. If a person has a broken leg, you would not go to that person and kick that leg, because you know it will definitely hurt and the pain would be very huge. And there is actually something that has happened to me last summer, because I had an injury in my foot, in my Achilles tendon. So there was kind of a little inflammation. I could walk quite normally. I did not wear any support or anything that was visible that there would be some kind of injury in my foot, in my Achilles tendon. But it was just, okay, I can normally walk, but if I'm touching it, it really hurts. It really felt uncomfortable. And I went to a shop last summer, and the shop was quite crowded, and I stood there in front of the shelf. I was watching the products that they had there, and because the shop was so crowded, behind me was a man. We were, I think, back to back, so he had not seen me. He somehow made a step back with his own feet, and with one of his foot he was hitting my injured foot exactly on my Achilles tendon. And I really screamed in that moment, because it was fucking painful. And he was super shocked. I mean, of course, because of course he felt like, oh, sorry, like, you know, you just hit like a person in a shop, you hit, or he had just hit me a little bit with his foot. He was just like, okay, it was not that much. So he first was like, oh, sorry. But because I was screaming so loud, and it really brought the tears into my eyes because it was so painful, he looked at me in such a shocked way, like he had no idea what's going on. He had hidden my food. He just thought it was like, yeah, a little hit, a little touch. And I was making that big drama out of it because I had that inflammation in my Achilles tendon. And from that hit, the pain was massive. So that, I mean, I was able then to explain why I am reacting like this. But this is an extremely good example of how a trigger works. And with our emotions, it's the same. We have a wound, we have a painful area, something that is not visible to anyone else. And then people just behave, or they walk around, or they move, or they say things. Sometimes they don't think about everything, or just some mistakes happen, or you hit a person in a wrong way. And that triggers that massive reaction. It's exactly the same with our emotions. And also here, it is then important to keep in mind, because that was, of course, this situation in that shop. This guy and also other people who trigger you, they never come with a negative intention to harm you. I mean, the man was not there in that shop just to hit my foot that was already injured to make it as painful for me as possible. Definitely not. And this is also the case with any other situation that we are experiencing in our everyday life whenever we got triggered by someone that hits us on an emotional level. Nobody has the intention to hurt us or to harm us. It's just our own personal wounds and our own personal triggers. And I can give you another example where I had an emotional trigger at my workplace. Because a couple of weeks ago, I was on a business trip in Germany, but then actually at the same time in my company in Helsinki, I would have had a meeting with other managers from my team, which I could not attend because I was traveling. I was on a business trip. And then when I came back to Helsinki and for the next workday, I received an email from my other manager colleagues, and they were writing something like, "Hey, Michaela, we have decided in the meeting that you missed that you should take care of this task." And I noticed I got angry about that. And now maybe you can ask yourself while you are listening to that story, do you just think like, huh? Why? Why did she got angry? Or do you feel like, okay, yeah, maybe I would have reacted in the same way? And this is exactly the thing, because that totally depends on the experiences that we have made ourselves in the past. And I had made the experience when I was a child. I can't remember exactly anymore, maybe kindergarten, maybe primary school age. I had a group of friends who at some point, I don't know why anymore, but at some point they had decided to exclude me from that group. There was gossiping involved and they were talking about me behind my back, and I found that out afterwards, and it was really, really hurting me. I mean, I think kids can be quite mean in such an age, and they don't think about the consequences, how it could really hurt another person. But for me, that was a really, yeah, touching experience, something that hurt me personally, something that is obviously still in the back of my head, that kind of, I really get triggered when I notice people talk about me behind my back. And by receiving that message from my management colleagues, this, ah yeah, you were not in that meeting, but we have decided that you should take this task. It was exactly that wound. It was exactly that trigger. And I read the message and I really felt like, ooh, my heart rate is rising, my blood pressure is rising. I really get angry and aggressive about that. I just basically was kind of very close to write back a really, really mean message. And I thought, wait a second, what is actually happening here? And then what I started then, this is now exactly those five steps that I also want to introduce to you, how you can manage a trigger if you have such a situation. So basically the first step, I think it's already pretty clear, recognize it. Recognize that you feel triggered by something. Somebody has done something, somebody has said something. You are reacting emotionally, you feel triggered. Your emotions are rising up, the negative ones, angry, aggressiveness, even sadness or panic, whatever it is. Your thoughts starting to shoot. First step, just recognizing, becoming aware that this is happening. And then the second step, this is now what I had explained you already based on my personal example. Ask yourself, why are you reacting in that way? What exactly in that message or what that person is saying or what the person has done? What exactly, what is really the detail or the key point that makes you reacting like this? And is that reminding you of something from your past? Do you have any memories? And it don't have to be like the crystal clear memories, but just like that little intuitive hint that comes somewhere from the back of your mind, somewhere from the back of your brain of, yeah, that feels exactly like a situation when I was a kid or something I have experienced with my parents or whatever. And then the third step, zoom out of that situation or take a perspective of a neutral person. So try to get a little bit out of your own emotional thinking, out of your own mindset, but just imagine if you would be a completely neutral person. You wouldn't know that much about the person who is triggering you. You wouldn't know much about yourself. You would just observe that from the outside, just very rationally, what's going on. How would you assess that situation? So in my personal case, I was on a business trip. I was not in that meeting. I come back. My colleagues are writing me the message, hey, you were not in that meeting, which is true because I was traveling. You were not in that meeting. We have talked about the topic. We have decided you could do this task. Just assessing this without any emotions, just very rationally looking on it from the outside. And then as a fourth step, conclude for yourself. Is there now really something happening if you think about it from a neutral perspective, where you really should set boundaries? I mean, it can of course still be that a person is really behaving in a way where you would say, this is definitely not according with my values. This is definitely something where I should set boundaries against. Yeah, that can be if you really conclude it's an unfair behavior, or it's even a racist behavior or discriminating somebody, something like this. So is it really something where you should set boundaries against? or not. Yeah, and basically that or not, so to really realize, okay, it is a personal trigger. And maybe if I would tell the situation to a friend, maybe my friend would say, "Oof, no, I don't see the problem. I would be cool with that situation." So then the fifth step would be, based on your conclusion, decide what actions you would like to take. And the first action, as now already mentioned, can be just talk to another person, to an independent person. If you feel still a little bit insecure of, okay, is it now overreaction from your side, or is it something that is really not okay? Talk to an independent person, talk to a friend, talk to your partner, talk to your parents, to a coach, anyone where you have the feeling, I would like to hear her or his opinion about that. And then you can also decide whether or not you want to give feedback to the people involved, to the person who has triggered you, by saying, "Hey, I have recognized what you said there or what you have written there. It has made me feeling uncomfortable or emotional or even a bit aggressive. And I have realized I have a little problem with that, or something has happened in my past where I was not good with, something that has hurt me, and what you have done here, it actually has now reminded me exactly about that. And this is why I tended to overreact, and actually I don't want that. So I just want to let you know that I have that wound, I have that trigger, so maybe next time, can we handle it maybe it in a different way? So could you approach me in a different way? So maybe in case of my colleagues, maybe not just writing me an email, maybe just coming personally to me, approaching me from a different angle, that I really have the feeling, okay, it's nothing, something where they have talked about me behind my back. It was just, they had a thought, they had a feeling. I would be the best person for that because I have the knowledge, and the intention was to give me the task because of that, because they are trusting in my competence." And then, of course, whenever something happens like that and you have gone through those steps, also, I mean, first, be proud of yourself that you have had that awareness, that you are able to recognize a trigger, because there are so many people who are not able to do that at all, who get triggered, who get aggressive, who shoot with comments, with complaints, with any kind of aggressiveness. So I think if you are already having that awareness, and I think you are already quite far in your personal development, and then otherwise I think you also would not listen to such a podcast. So be proud of yourself that you are able to do that. And then, of course, also for the next time, keep it in mind whenever such a situation happens again, remind you of, okay, it's maybe the same trigger again. I follow those steps in the same way. And it also does not mean that you have to be from now on perfectly with not getting triggered by anything anymore. It also requires practice. So you can get triggered, and maybe then you are realizing it the next day. And then you go through these five steps. And maybe when it happens the next time, you realize it 1 hour later. And you go through those steps, asking yourself, why did it happen? And zooming out, okay, from a different perspective or from a neutral perspective, is that really something bad? And then concluding what you should do next if you want to give some feedback. And then maybe another time again, maybe then you are able to feel the trigger and to react immediately like this, following those five steps. I just quickly repeat them here. So recognizing that you got triggered. Second, asking yourself why you are reacting like this, like what exactly is it that triggers you, and is that connected to some memories from your past? Third step, zoom out of it, take a neutral perspective. Fourth step, conclude, is it a personal trigger or is it really a behavior that is not okay where you should definitely set boundaries against it? And then the fifth step, decide to take some action. Talk to another person or give feedback and also set a reminder for yourself. Okay, this has happened now, and whenever it happens again, I am already aware of it. I thank you a lot for listening. I hope this episode has not triggered you. Or maybe if it does, you know what to do now. I would be very happy to hear your feedback or any comments you would have for this episode. And let's connect on social media like Instagram or LinkedIn to exchange some further inspiring thoughts about how you can create for yourself a successful and fulfilling career by showing your true, authentic self. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you had some inspiring insights on your journey to spotlight your true self. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then please subscribe to this podcast, and you would make me very happy if you would give this podcast a rating if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and if you would recommend this podcast to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues, or whoever where you think this person would find support in the topics that I am discussing here. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me on LinkedIn and on Instagram under @michaela.kettner.fi. And if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you can find, of course, all the contact details in the show notes of this podcast.